This is the True Self Manifestation Podcast, and I am your host, Angel Menudo. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, certified clinic coach, and a little woo with a passion for manifestation and internal family systems. Through the years, I've tried all the things to manifest the life I've always wanted, and with much exploration and curiosity, I've learned something major about manifestation. To successfully manifest, we need to be in our worth and in alignment with our true self and the universe. Unlike typical manifestation practices, IFS delves deep into addressing potential blocks that impact self-worth. Each week, I'll show you how to harness IFS to connect with your true self, boost your self-worth, and conquer the barriers holding you back in life. Join me on this journey to live authentically, break free from limitations, and embrace your best life. It's not a coincidence you're here. Welcome to the True Self Manifestation Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 16 of the True Self Manifestation Podcast. Today, we're going to talk all about imposter syndrome, where it comes from, why it's there, what we can do about it, because I really try never to leave you hanging as to like what to do about the things that I bring up here, because I want you to be able to be the best version of you. So hold on tight. This is going to be a good one. I hope you enjoy. Is imposter syndrome ruining your life? Who here has felt like an imposter in some point in their lives? I say this as I raise my hand. And things like our career or work can really activate this part of us that feels this imposter, right? So like when we feel like an imposter, we are not in our worth. We are not aligned with our authentic true self. Now, let me ask you though, does this sound familiar? You feel like you're a fraud despite your achievements academically in your career. You feel like you're going to get quote unquote found out at any point that you are a fake or a phony despite being high achieving, despite not having any evidence to support that you're going to be found out as a fake or a phony. But you doubt your abilities either way. And you often give credit to external factors such as luck instead of giving yourself the credit you deserve. This increases self-doubt, anxiety, procrastination, and my all-time favorite, perfectionism. Did you know imposter syndrome is more prevalent in women than in men? Just wanted to point that out. Then we got to figure out, though, what's the root? What's the root of this imposter syndrome? Besides the fact that it's usually a systemic thing that comes from the patriarchy and, you know, capitalism and stuff. That is partially the root. Oftentimes women, because of the systems that we live in, feel like imposters because that's how we were born to feel. But it often stems from families that stress success and achievements, putting pressures on you to succeed. And then there was a lack of positive reinforcement and much criticism if you weren't successful. So if you were successful, you didn't get the accolades that you deserved and needed, and actually like does make us feel good and improves our self-worth and that confidence in ourselves and abilities. And then any little mess up, you got really criticized for. That's what I mean. And perfectionism and imposter syndrome go hand in hand. Of course they do, right? Because when we are not feeling like we are good enough or we're a fake or we're a phony, we have to then be quote unquote perfect So then nothing bad will happen and we won't get found out and we won't lose our jobs and our whole careers won't blow up in our faces. But then we already know this because I say this a lot, is that perfectionism is a myth. So keep that in mind. It's a myth, but it does go hand in hand. But how does it impact your hopes, your dreams, and your manifestations? Imposter syndrome impacts how you perceive yourself and your self-worth. So you never feel like you're good enough or capable enough or you know enough, even though you do. I'm going to tell you. I don't know you, but I know you do. I'm just going to be honest. Right there. You do. But you're afraid to take healthy risks. You don't feel qualified to go for your career goals, even though you are. And you're just anxiously waiting to be found out. It impacts how you perceive yourself, therefore impacting your confidence in your self-worth. You discount your accomplishments and you fixate on the flaws and failings. This kind of goes with my last episode, if you listen to it, with that confirmation bias. Think about that, because this is what this is all about too. But you never feel like you're good enough, capable enough, or know enough, and you feel inadequate, thinking you have to be the best to be valued, which is where that perfectionism always comes in. But the thing is that this results in you just feeling super anxious, being afraid to take those healthy risks, not feeling qualified to go after those career goals, not maybe going after, like, I don't know, a raise or a promotion because you don't feel like you are actually qualified when you probably are like the most freaking qualified person in the place. You don't want to maybe go for starting that side hustle because you're afraid that you don't know enough or think that you're good enough to do it. And you don't trust yourself because you're unable to internalize your success, chalking them up to external factors instead, like luck or something else, right? Like, there's other reasons why I was successful in this. It had nothing to do with me and my abilities, but it did, but you can't see it. You're unable to give yourself the credit you deserve and earned. And then you feel stuck, trapped in this cycle of having to prove yourself more and more. You become overly critical of yourself. That perfectionism, procrastination, anxiety, and overwhelm take over. These are the things preventing you from moving forward in your goals, your hopes, your dreams, and your manifestations. This part of you is still carrying out all of the hurts from the past, from when you were criticized for not doing enough, not being enough, or for making mistakes. How many times did you make a mistake and just be ridiculed and criticized for? All of this adds up. And it's still hurting from not receiving that validation and reassurance that you're good enough no matter what. And that you are also amazing and you are accomplished and you should be so proud of yourself for everything you have done. Because you can be proud of yourself despite what they say, the patriarchy. You can. So what do we do with this imposter syndrome? We already know how it is really actually an incredible barrier for many aspects of our lives. But we need to know now, like, what we can do with that. What we have to do, really, is we need to get into our true self energy. Because when we are in our true self energy, we are able to shift our perception. Because that imposter syndrome part is no longer the only one taking over. Okay, it's not the only one there. True self is there and it is open, but it is able to see things differently. So we need to get into our true self energy to shift the perception from what this part perceives to what actually is the reality. We can give that part that feels like a fraud the validation and the recognition and the reassurance that it is doing and it has done a great job, even if it made a mistake. We can also ask that perfectionism to step aside too, by the way, as we're dealing with like the imposter syndrome, because it all like kind of pops up, but they're all different parts. But what this part really needs to know is if it makes mistakes or when it makes mistakes, because we all make mistakes, because again, no perfectionism. When it makes a mistake, having that critical part step aside instead of berating it, true self you comes in and tells this part, you know what? It's okay. We can fix this. It's not a big deal. We got it. And that is having compassion for the part. And that's having self-compassion for yourself, because this is all you. These are all parts of you. And you're giving yourself that compassion that you never got as a kid. Self-compassion goes a long way. And it has this effect on our self-worth. We can allow ourselves to make those mistakes and see that it doesn't mean that we are an awful person. We can sit with that part as we witness that the world doesn't crumble because of our mistakes, that we don't lose the people we love. In fact, they love us more when they see that we're human. But sometimes we need to kind of hold hands with that part and say it's not the end of the world. Like nothing happened. It's nothing bad, right? And it doesn't mean that we need to personalize this and have a part of our identity as like we're not good enough or we're not worthy enough or we're not deserving enough because we made mistakes. Instead, we could say, look, yeah, we made mistakes. It's okay. And I think that that's like a big thing, right? Is that so often we see the successes and accomplishments of others, but we don't see the failures. We need failures. We have to have failures to succeed. I was listening to a podcast, and I really wish I could think about what the heck it was. And I might have talked about this before on here, and I'm not positive. So if I did, I'm sorry, but I'm bringing it up because it just seems relevant. But this podcast was talking about how when we're babies, if we roll over the first time we try to roll over, it takes us forever to try to roll over again. And that's because we didn't learn how to roll over. We just did it. And so our brains didn't catch on to what we needed to do the thing. It just happened and it just threw us off. So the idea of how a baby is there and it's, you know, scooting and moving and rolling and trying to roll and everything, it's actually wiring the brain to learn how to do something correctly. So with each fail, it learns how to do it right. Same goes with like riding a bike or driving a car or something like that, right? Like you couldn't do it the first time, but you learned. We needed the failures, though, to learn how. I mean, how many times have you maybe failed the first time you tried something and then you were like, screw it, I'm not doing it again? It's inevitable. It's inevitable that we're going to fail. It's very rare that people are like these like natural whatever, like natural athletes. And I mean, it does happen, I guess, but like it's still rare and they still have to practice. They're just really good, but they have to practice. But you have to practice to succeed. You have to make mistakes. You have to learn. You have to fail to succeed. And so being able to normalize that and to say, hey, it's all right. Get it next time. that helps that imposter syndrome not think that it is just the ultimate failure because something happened. Like, I just started, I just picked up pottery. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. And I love, like, I don't know, I love working with my hands. I love making things with my hands. And pottery was, like, the next big thing. And I've been doing it a few times. And I finally realized that with each collapsed bowl, I was doing something wrong. And I had to look it up, finally. And I learned that I was using too much water. So next time I do it, I'm going to use less water and see if I collapse my bowl. If I collapse my bowl, I'll try again. But if I don't, I might actually succeed finally. And that would be really freaking cool. But I haven't given up. I mean, I've made a lot of collapsed bowls. I should probably take pictures of these. It's hysterical. I just throw them away. But if I was in my head thinking, oh my God, like if the perfectionist part was like very active in me, which it is no longer, thank God. But if it was, and it was thinking like, oh my God, you suck at this. Why the hell are you even trying? I would never get on that pottery wheel again. But instead, I'm like, huh, I'm doing something wrong. I got to figure it out. And I looked it up and I figured it out. And I'm going to try it and we'll see. And then I'll just, you know, I'll keep learning. But that's what I'm saying. These are the things that actually help our brains, help our parts to learn that it is okay. But we have to be compassionate about it. We can't beat ourselves up. We can't, like, just be nasty and hypercritical. If you're being critical, it's a part. Ask the part to step aside. The part needs to step aside. That is your power. That is where your power lies, is being able to take control of your internal world and become in your true self energy. And so you can manage these parts and unblend and step aside and all of that so that you can see the reality of it all. But then you can also show compassion to the parts that never got it. So remember, if you don't think that you are good enough to go for a new position, a new career goal, a raise, or anything like that, that's your imposter syndrome. Have that imposter syndrome step back, talk to it, and then go for it. Manifest that shit. You got it. All right, everybody. That's all I got on imposter syndrome. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to check out the show notes. There's always great things. And until next time, happy manifesting. Bye. Thank you for listening to the True Self Manifestation Podcast. Check out the show notes for any links mentioned on this episode. And while you're there, grab my free guide on how to tap into your intuition. This is the foundation to any manifestation practice. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And please leave a review where you listen to podcasts. And if you love this episode, share it with a friend. Thanks again. See you soon.